This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Economic forces are sometimes unseen. Other times they are just forgotten about. Here's one that's kind of both. Driver's ed that most states require of their would-be teenage drivers before they can get their licenses. Driver's ed used to happen in public schools, free of upfront charges. Not so much anymore. Kathy Valli wrote about this in Pacific Standard. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me.
What happened that schools are now no longer doing driver's ed as part of their programs?
Well, some restructuring and defunding happened. In my piece, I talked about Michigan, which is my home state. Mm-hmm. Back in 2004, the state defunded and restructured their program. It used to be that driver's ed was funded through the public school system.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much no longer the case across the country anymore.
So if you're a 15 or 16-year-old, depending on what state you're in, how much is it going to cost you, or more accurately, probably your parents, to get driver's ed out on the market?
That varies from place to place and state to state. But generally, it costs several hundred dollars. So in my community, it's about $300 as an upfront cost. And then there's, you know, just additional fees plus another, there's segment two that you have to take later on that costs additional money. So by the time you roll it all together, it's around $500.
All right, that's not nothing.
No, it sure isn't.
And then you have kids who 16, 17 years old, some of them use cars to get to jobs and all that. I mean, it has kind of a trickle-down effect, if I could coin an economic phrase here.
Well, for sure. It's kind of an example of the structural inequality that we see along racial and socioeconomic lines. And this is an interesting place where we see this because it sort of creates that structural inequality for young adults right as they're starting to enter the job market, maybe get their first jobs, wanting to go out with friends, even, you know, social things that makes the isolation compounded.
Right. And let me back you up for a minute. The socioeconomic bit of this is that it's mostly low-income families and families of color who probably can't afford this $500 to get their kid behind the wheel, right?
That's right.
And so what are the solutions? I mean, you write that some states are providing financial aid to some of these folks to be able to maybe get them part of the way there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing is there are potential solutions. It's just that a lot of places aren't implementing them. So we found that in Georgia, that's the example that I think you're citing, is the state of Georgia has a scholarship program that's offered through the state. That scholarship program, interestingly, is funded through a 1% surcharge on traffic citations in the state. And so that program started being implemented last March. And between March and when I was doing the reporting, they had already offered around 9,000 scholarships to students in their state, which is a significant impact.
Yeah. And I wonder 9,000 out of how many, though?
Right. It's true. I mean, it's still not, you know, a giant percentage,
right,
but it's much, much more significant than, say, what we're seeing in Michigan.
Huh. Kathy Valli writing on driver's ed, who gets it, who doesn't, and how it costs so much in Pacific Standard. Kathy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.